have been discussing, in fact, I'm going to mention a few more halachas here that are relevant. We had spoken about the Zman of Kriyat Shema. We had already talked about the Din of Asike. We spoke about the issue of some davening before Netzach Hama, as opposed to davening after Netzach Hama, and davening actually B'tzibur. We spoke about, again, maybe I'll just mention another issue, because someone actually raised it with me, even though he's not here right now. But he asked me this issue, which I thought was certainly of value. The question is, when you speak about Tefillah B'tzibur, and this is a question which actually comes up probably quite often. Six people who are actually davening, and another four people who are just, shall we say, learning. Is that called Tefillah B'tzibur? Halacha is Yedidei Minyan, there's no question. That we know from the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Dvarim, and the Raglim, that you require a minyan. But the questions that I have, this type of situation, namely, Rubo Kikula, do we apply the principle, if I have a Rov minyan, and that's what I have here, six people who are actually involved in davening, and four who are not. So this is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Dolei Poskim. The Rabbi Yaakov Reish, the Chofetz Yaakov, contends that, and the Halicha Shlomo, they argue that's not called Tefillah B'tzibur. Not called Tefillah B'tzibur. Shabbos Avon Orebach, even though the fact of the matter is that I think I confused it. Rabbi Yaakov Reish says that it is Tefillah B'tzibur, because he said you have Ruba Kukula, you have a robe. But Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's Shabbos Avon Orebach says it's not considered to be Tefillah B'tzibur, even though Ruba Kukula is the Yesod. And this is very important, Yesod, I'm about to tell you. It's the Yesod of Abchaim Briska, Abchaim Soloveitchik. You should be familiar with this Yisod in Kala Torah Kula. So Abchaim Briska says that, let's say for example, a person has a shear of wine in the Kiddush cup on Friday night. So how much wine do you have to drink on Friday night in order to be able to Kiddush? You have to have? A Revius. Correct. You have to have a Revius with Yain, a Kosu of Revius Yain. Let's say I drink Rove Revius. I drank a Rove of the amount of Revius which is in this Kosu Yain. So the halacha is that when a person drinks Rav Avias, Kilo, he drank the entire kos. Based on what halacha? Rubo Kukula. This is when the Lenin finished the halacha. Based on this dinner, Rubo Kukula, if you drink a robe, that is considered to be sufficient. But if, let's say, the Chachila, the person would go ahead and fill up the kos, not entirely, he would have Revias, only had a robe, three quarters of the kos. Not a Revias. Halacha is if the kos has a revius, if you drink rov revius, you're also based on the din of rubo sukula. You drank rov of the kos. But if I didn't fill up the kos with a rov, then you're not going to say if I drink now rov of that rubo kukula. Because only if the entire shear is there, then you can say rubo kukula. I'll give you another example. The Mishnah says in Chulin, you're probably familiar with it, I assume. Namely, the din is that there are two simonim that have to be slaughtered in order for an animal to be kosher. What are the two simonim? The cut and the veshe, which are called in English, what do you call them? The trachea and the esophagus, correct. The windpipe and the esophagus, they have to undergo shrita in order for the animal to be kosher. So we pass here, if you check the robe of Shnei Simonim, kosher. Robe. But the halacha is, if there are, shall we say, there's only one simon, and the other simon is not there, and you check the robe of that simon, it's obviously not going to help you. You need two simonim. The two simonim are there, and you check the robe, those two simonim. I didn't finish what I want to say yet, just give me one more minute. Finish your robe with those two simonim, then it's kosher. That's what I'm saying. Chaim Briska, in effect, gives this his thought. So now, here we have a situation that you have six people that are davening, so, and four people who are not davening, or learning, or doing other things. When I was growing up in the Bronx, and I grew up in the Bronx in an area. It was not so, shall we say, correct? And it was also not too many, I did say that. And also, there was not too many, shall we say, the members of the Jewish faith that were living there at that point in time. So it was difficult getting literally a minion of Jews.
Probably lots of Yankees fans there.
That could be. But anyway, they didn't help us with the minion. So now the question is, how do you minion? So we used to literally pay people to come, Jews, of course, but they weren't observant necessarily. They would sit there and read the daily news of the New York Post.
They saw what they answered, huh?
Yes, of course.
So here a number of people are davening, and the others are busy reading the newspaper. Are they mitzvah of the Tefillah B'tzibur? That's the shaila that I'm raising. Do we say that Ruba Kikula? So again, the question is that here, if you have 10 people who are davening, so obviously, what difference does it make if there are 4 of them are sleeping, and 4 of them are davening, and perhaps 2 of them are learning? We don't say that. On the contrary, here, there's no din of Ruba Kikula. Here you require Kol Asara Anoshim Shemesh Palim. Those of the poskim who feel that Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, or Shom Zalman Rebbe Zatzal, that you cannot invoke your Ruba Kikula, you must have 10 people who are davening. However, there are poskim who disagree, but I'm saying this is a very, shall we say, very important question, and this, as I said, is a question that unfortunately, I think maybe today it's less of a question than it was during the days that I was about, especially those days, as I mentioned, in the Bronx, where it was very hard to get a minion, and they used to literally pay people, and often these people, as I said, they would not necessarily be involved in the minion itself, so that's the question. Okay, what do you want to say?
The question is, does halacha Ruba Kikula apply to Kiyosadayim as well?
But again, as I said, where you have to, where you require that the entire hand be washed, they cannot use the din of Ruba Kikula. You have to figure out what the halacha is. What?
The clean. As in the vessel, they actually put the water in.
The vessel itself is
already filled up to ideas.
Yeah, again, but there the halacha is you require a certain amount of water in order that your hand should be washed properly. So again, whenever you need, whenever you have a specific shear or a specific, let's say, in the case of Kiddush, where you need a kos has to have revius below mukbah, or you have a situation of two simanim that have to be nishrat, so then you can't obviously utilize Ruba Kikula unless you had that shear, unless you had those number simanim. Yeah.
What do we consider davening? Like someone who's actually like saying Shemona
Esrei? It's a very good kasha. The kasha is whenever we speak of a minyan for tefillah, we're talking about we need a minyan first of all for Tvarim Shebikdusha. Tvarim Shebikdusha means whenever there's a dialogue between the tzibur and the shiach tzibur. What, for example, is it condemned of a dialogue? Kaddish? What else? Yusha? What else? Baruch. Those are the three classic cases of Tvarim Shebikdusha. It requires a minyan. But Davshe Kedusha means that the Shia Tzibur initiates the conversation. He says, Ba'agolah was mankar v'imru amein, and you answer, Yei, Heshmei Rabba. Or, the Kadesh Yeshim Chabolam, Kishen Shema Tishim Osev Shmei Rabba, Kavuz Yadu Yecha, and you answer, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's called Davshe Kedusha. What mitzvah is being included with Davshe Kedusha is a Pasuk Chumash. The Nikdash Di B'Tobodei Yisrael. We spoke about this morning, the reason why it's not appropriate for women to have their own minion because they're missing out on Davshe Kedusha. Davshe Kedusha can only be constituted of 10 men who constitute a minion, who are mistaken to a minion, and they can create a Davshe Kedusha. A woman cannot create a Davshe Kedusha. The Gemara says in Brachas that man Nashi Kitre Gavri Davin. 100 women are like 2 men. The Gemara says in the context, Tesla points out there, remember that Tesla on the spot. Anything that requires a certain number, so women cannot constitute that kind of a number. That's, again, it's not a statement against women. It's just the nature of how Chazal and how the Halacha sees their role from a Halachic standpoint. But I'm saying that here, in this situation, one has to be, to the extent that one can, to try to obviously be mechanic people, that they should go ahead and daven. But the main issue is the Shemoneh Esrei, really. That's the main issue, as you pointed out, or Davar Shebikdusha. That's what you need. Because Mikra Din, you don't require a minion.
So you just need someone to answer it.
That's right. You need someone to answer, but again, if someone's busy reading the paper or doing something else, they're obviously not mitzvah, not necessarily part of the minyan. I want to mention also, besides the issue of Atilah B'Tzibur, again, I spoke about it earlier, but this already is now going back to the topic at hand, but I just want to mention to you the following. I went looking in the, this is a very interesting issue. The Michas Yitzel, Dain Weiss, that he's talking about the question of when to daven. In the context of what we spoke about earlier, in the Masikin, the Chatzila, want to try to daven Masikin, of course, with the Minyan. But even if Mr. Brewer defends someone davening be Yechidus, as we said, only if you do it Bobby Kabua, if you daven Masikin all the time, every single day, you can daven Yechidus, although there are many Minyanim for Masikin as well. But in general, that this is the subject of the Machlokes is the issue of Mishayakir. I think we mentioned this halacha last time. If you take a look again and pay test, since we're looking at that siman, so we said that there are a number of halachas that depend on Mishayakir, correct? We pointed that here. Take a look in, again and pay test. We read actually a number of these dinim, whether it's Tefis Bekriya Shema, Tefis Tefillin. You mentioned that the dinim of Shiyakir, Eschaver, Berichit Dal Ramos, that's a very important halacha regarding many of these matters. So now the question is, what is called Mishayakir? How do you translate that Zman? So literally translated, what does it mean? The time I see you at a distance of 4 amos and I recognize my Rebbe, he's my Rebbe, Adam. So anyway, I recognize you, became my Rebbe very recently. Anyway, so what is the Zman Mishayakir? The Prima Gaon claims that it's an hour before Netzachama, Mishayakir. And again, the Gaon Mishayakir, some say 66 minutes before Netzachama. The Kavachayim, I'm quoting him, you know why I'm quoting him? Because it's your man. You know the Kavachayim? Wow. Really great, it's Father Shepoisim. Really outstanding, Father Shepoisim. So he says, Hilda Sitzes, he brings a minute Yerushalayim, it's an hour before Netzachama. But whatever the case is, whether it's 66 minutes, before Nates, or now before Nates, it's still before Nates, Mashiachir. Nates is sunrise, correct? And Mashiachir is the time that I recognize you. And again, this is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Dodi Apostle. I think the Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, says it's 35 minutes before Nates. He has a much shorter shear, Mashiachir, maybe 40 minutes, but certainly, and the reason why there are different Zmanim, the question is how do you decide? But again, as I said, whatever shita you happen to have, but certainly you have to be careful not to daven, shall we say, before, not to put on film before Mashiachir, say Kriya Shema before Mashiachir. But again, as I said, the ideal, of course, is to daven Vasikin. That's really the ideal, if one could possibly do so. Okay, now I want to talk about the outer limits of Tefillah, and that is, I mentioned here, in Simen Nun Ches. Look back in Nun Ches for 1 second, since we're already skipping around. So in Simen Nun Ches, yeah, the Mechaber tells you. You see, Dalit in Nun Ches. Again, I just want to mention these things that they're very important to be aware of. The halacha is that in Karim Shalom Rashacha Avi Shalom Yonos Yasei B'diadu. What's the din? If I read Kriya Shema from the time Amar Rashacha comes, even though you are not onus, it means you are not in an unavoidable situation. The din is Yotzei B'diadu. Ramos says in Kara below Brachas, Yachzu the cross of his man in Abrachas. If you read it without Brachas, then you should subsequently read it once again together with Brachas. So again, he looked at Mishnah Berurah in Tzipkot Yudches, Amar Hashachar. He writes here, Shomer, the Amar Hashachar, Umad Kodem, Sheir Pnei Mizrach. Now, there are really, I would say, several Shiurim in Zman that you have to be aware of. One is what's called Amar Hashachar. How do you translate Amar Hashachar?
Dawn.
Exactly. So with dawn, you see, sometimes there are the early rays of light come at dawn. Isn't that part of the Star Spangled Banner? What's the lush in there?
Dawn early light.
What was that?
Dawn early light.
Thank you.
The dawn's early light.
The dawn's early light. So dawn means it's the early moments of light. You are not so familiar with it. Well, Hashem, you're more familiar with the Shef Schneitzer. That's good. Or the taste, the Amman. Excellent. So that's Amar Hashachar. Then you have that Amar Hashachar, Heir Pnei Mizrach, where now the light begins to come on the firmament, correct? And then you have, obviously, the Zman of Mishayir Eschavero, Berichit Dal Ramos V'Akirena. That's mentioned here in Nun Ches Sif Aleph. You have Nun Ches Sif Aleph? The first Sif in Nun Ches, Zman Kriya Shema Shashachar, Mishayir Eschavero, Rogan Nun Mabzat, Berichit Dal Ramos V'Akirena. That is the time of Mishayakir. So that's very important to know in terms of, shall we say, the saying of Kriya Shema. But I told you last time as well, how do you measure the day? Machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Gro. You know the two Kriya Shemas. The Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham and then the later Kriya Shema of the Gro. So what is that totally on? How do you measure the day? Is the day measured, the Magen Avraham measured the day essentially from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim. Starting from Amud HaShachar, what's it, did you call it again? Dawn all the way till when? Till when the three stars come out. And the Gaon says, no. How do you measure the day? From Nates till Shkia. So the Gaon's day is different than the day of the Magen Avraham. Very fundamental machlokes. It means according to Magen Avraham, again, that Amar Hashachar, let's say, is about 72 minutes before Nates. And therefore, it says it's 72 minutes after Shkia. So you have another, 144 minutes to play with. So you're starting 72 minutes earlier, because according to the Zman of the Gra, you have another 32 minutes for Kriya Shema for Zman Tefillah. You have another 24 minutes. Again, you have another hour, more or less, according to the Gra. So that's very, very significant. So this machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah, actually is not machuya. He doesn't give you a clear hachra. You don't have a clear, what does hachra mean? Sak. We pass like the Magen Avraham, we pass like the... So in Hilchos Kriya Shema, he mentioned this machlokes, and that's why he's not going to mention once again in Hilchos Tefillah. One could argue that Kriya Shema is the machlokes in the Daraisa. So you have to be machmir. So I am very machmir from the Magen Avraham. It's a din daraisa. So I'm machmir to hold like the Magen Avraham. But now I'm involved in the shul that davens in the morning at 8:10. It's like the middle of the day. Never heard of such a thing. 8:10. Well, they make this man kriyash from the grow, which is about 8:48. So that they do make. However, I'm not going to shiur shmog and Avram. Mashenkin Hilchos Tefillah, they can be somek on the Gra. You have to be machmir the zman among and Avram. And even the Kriya Shema, there's a makom lahakel with the Vilna Gaon, and as I said, similar to Tefillah, because one is the Raisa, one is the Habon, and there was a chiluk between. You get my general drift. Machlok is the Kriya Shema, the Gra, Magen Avraham, the Gra. Very fundamental machlok is actually in halach. Yes.
The Baltan passes like the Gra, yeah.
Yes, he does. I'm not saying the Gaon was a very fine person. I don't think that Chas V'Shalom meant disapproving of him. God forbid, the Chonam was like. Okay, this is more or less for today. And it's Hashem. Hopefully we'll begin again tomorrow. And a pleasure to have all of you. And may you be exalted to Bech HaShamayim Me'ol, Beruch Nis, U'Begashmiz.
We spoke about saying, I think that I'm not going to